opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into some college football conversation in 20 minutes as well as the debate rages on over the college football playoff format. They have to figure this out at some point, right? I mean, the season's not that far away. It's a little further away than maybe we would like, given all of the conversations of the offseason, but it's not that far away. It'd be nice to know what the playoff format's going to be. Before it gets here, I know that the SEC media days are just right around the corner. We'll be over there at the College Football Hall of Fame for a couple days of that. Looking forward to it. We'll also be out there at Murph's for some of the All-Star Game festivities coming up over the next couple of weeks as well. Going to be a lot of fun. It's that fun time of year, Abe, where there's still a lot going on, but it's not as... What's the right word? It's not as urgent that you have to talk about specifically one thing. Like today, obviously, we had to open the show talking about Chris Sale's injury, the Braves losing 2 out of 3 to the Marlins, and then what happened in the NBA Finals last night. You get a couple weeks from now, it's
you can say it.
That
it's the dog days of summer in terms of sports.
It's my favorite time of year. It's my favorite time of year for this job because you can do whatever you want. And no, because we always kind of do whatever we want anyway.
It's my toughest time.
But sometimes people are like, I don't know, maybe you should have spent a little bit more time on the Falcons game from yesterday. We're like, I don't know. Randy had a funny story about his kid, and we talked about it for 17 minutes. I don't know. We wanted to talk about K-Swiss. On July 13th, you can talk about whatever you want, and no one can say anything about it.
It's the most difficult time for me because I have to figure out stuff to talk about, and then you use it or don't use it. We've talked about it. You know this.
Exactly right. It's dog blank season.
It's list season.
Which is why on the NFL No Huddle we have Pete Prisco's ranking of the top 100 players. That's just a guy.
Yeah.
That's just a guy who we know, you know?
Yeah.
He shows up to training camp wearing flip-flops. He covers the team wearing flip-flops. And he put out a list. And we're going to talk about it in a couple
list
of minutes.
Season.
That's what it is. No offense. Pete Prisco does a nice job. I love that he roasts trolls on Twitter. I think he does a very funny job on Twitter arguing with people that he thinks are less smart than him. But, you know, he's just a man. Lays his head down at the end of the day, puts his pants on one leg at a time. He's just a guy who has an opinion, that's all. But we're going to treat it like it's news.
Should I start putting my pants
it's that
on?
Time of year.
Should I start putting my pants on two legs at a time so no one can say that about me?
So I find that's an interesting question because I do. When I put my pants on, especially shorts, I'm just on the bed. I lean back, pow, two legs and I'm in.
So we can't say that about, we'll never be able to say, Andrew Bunker, he's just a man, puts his pants on the same way you do, one at a time.
I put my pants on one leg at a time because pants are long, and I don't want to, you know, want to trip or anything. But my shorts, because unless I'm standing, because you can't put them on two legs at a time.
You could jump.
If you're standing, unless you put
you
it on the
jump,
ground.
You might risk falling.
You put it on the ground, put your feet in first, and then pull
now
it
you're laying it out like a four-year-old.
Exactly. Also, when I dress my four-year-old,
sure,
her pants go on two legs at once.
But that's not them putting it on. That's you putting
it on.
That's kind of different.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. That's a good point. See, that's the kind of stuff that can happen this time of year. Those kind of fun conversations about how you put your pants on. Or what
imagine
do you do?
I had put that on the rundown.
Socks? How do you do your socks? Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
So I put my socks on in my bedroom.
Okay. Oh, you keep your shoes by the
my
door.
My shoes are downstairs near the door.
That's
so
always
it's
a hard,
never sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Always a hard conversation to have with Randy because Randy doesn't wear socks. So if you ask him that, he just goes, I never wear socks. So then I obviously shoe, shoe. You can't put two shoes on at once. Would be impossible.
Same thing. You could jump into them if they're slip-on, slide-on.
Also, do you keep all of your shoes by the front door? How many shoes do you have in your rotation?
No, the shoes that I wear are by the front door. There are other shoes at different parts of the house, but I won't put them on. I'll carry
them
to the front door.
Oh, wow, that's very disciplined.
And then put them on.
Okay. That is disciplined.
It's not like my house is pristine, by the way. Like Chipper is dragging mud everywhere.
Okay. Are you a shoes-off house, though? I have a lot of respect for shoes-off houses. I want to be one, but we don't have the discipline.
I personally am a shoes-off-immediately guy.
Okay.
If someone came into my house, I'm not going to be like,
fair.
Hey, man, didn't you see me take my shoes off? Would you mind? As they step in 5.5 feet of dog fur. So, I'm not going to be that way, but, I do take them off personally.
Yeah, I want to get there, but we're not, with the dog and the kids, and it's just not yet. Someday.
It's a lot, especially if you have times where you come in through the garage on sometimes and the front door on others.
Yeah, that's true.
You
we
don't
have
want to
multiple
walk in through the garage door all the way over.
So
the front.
That's
multiple
part of
entry
it.
Point.
Also, feels like I need a fancier place than what mine is.
Exactly. You need a shoe rack.
I have shoe racks.
Oh, you do. Okay.
But I also can't be like, "Hey, man, can you take your shoes off and then come sit on this futon and watch a wall of four TVs?"
Yeah, now we all have different situations.
And look at my dining room that I never eat at.
Yeah.
We're going to eat in the main room on the couch. Yeah. You can't do that stuff and then be like, but please, man, shoes off.
Do we ever get a follow-up on the podcast topic from a couple weeks ago?
There's a couple follow-ups. Okay. Randy, we updated quite a bit last week.
Date two?
We had date two, what was that, Friday night? Friday night, had date two.
See, that's what I said. That's what I suggested was a weekend date.
So I
more room for letting your hair down.
So I thought so. She still drove, which meant she was still on on a limit,
smart.
Which was I took an Uber, thinking.
Who knows?
Well, just if I wanted to go ahead and have as many as I wanted to, which I did. well, because we ended the date and then I went out to my normal bar. I just stayed out.
Okay.
There will be a third date. We don't know when yet.
Okay.
Where the schedules don't really align for us to get together for a little while.
That's okay, though. As long as the third date is on the horizon, that means we're still in the win column.
Are we communicating via text message or phone call in the midterm?
Right now, it's still at the text message stage.
Is it like a daily thing? Like, hi, how you doing?
I normally send, something small. Maybe not every day, maybe every other day. Sometimes it's every day. We're not texting for hours right now.
Okay.
Today?
Good. Good. Yeah. I just wanted to check in. Wanted to check in and see how it went. I'm happy there's a third coming. That's good. That's good. We can find out. We found out how we put our pants on. We can find out how we take our pants off maybe on the third date.
Hopefully.
Maybe not. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. Great work. It's 11 minutes past noon. There's not much to say about the NFL right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Condolences to Arthur Smith and his family. His dad, Fred Smith. CEO of FedEx, correct? CEO of FedEx passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. So condolences to the former Falcons head coach, the Steelers offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, and his family. Travis Hunter got his four-year deal done over the weekend. I believe all of his signing bonus is coming now.
It's the first time a non-quarterback, non-first overall pick was given the full signing bonus up front.
Wonderful. So $30 million to the good for Travis Hunter for getting drafted as high as he did by the Jaguars.
Do you see what the Jaguars social media team did?
I didn't.
They put out back-to-back tweets, within seconds of each other, that the Jacksonville Jaguars rookie wide receiver Travis Hunter has signed, blah, blah, blah. And then they copied and pasted it and changed wide receiver to cornerback.
That's pretty good.
It is until, the next deal comes along and then their agent's You thought he was both then. Don't you think he's both now?
Okay. I thought it was pretty cute.
It was.
All right, here's Pete Carroll talking about winning championships inside of championships.
The rule, you know, I was voting for the division winning. I just like the structure. Smart. You know, I'm old fashioned about it, maybe, but whatever. But I like the structure and I like the championship within the championship. You know, yeah. That's just part of it. Remember, I always said, you know, own the NFC West was our deal, and own the AFC West is what it is now. Remember what we did with it? Remember the freaking game? Nobody would ever have thought we. You know, saying, "Oh, this is the worst matchup in the history of the NFL, and we're going to get murdered."
What's he getting at there?
I'm guessing there was a first-round playoff game that maybe they were expected to lose that they didn't, is what sounded
when
like.
When they won the NFC West, that was Bo remembers it. That was the home game they got against the Saints and Marshawn Lynch.
Beastquake.
Yeah. That was an under 500 Seahawks team.
They were like
team.
9-7, yeah.
I think they were might have been 7-9. I think they might have been 7. Yeah. I could be wrong about that, but I thought that they were. And they beat the Saints. That was a crazy football game, and that was the Beastquake game. So, yeah, of course Pete Carroll loves it. They got a home game out of it.
Well, but to me, Pete Carroll is saying what most of the coaches, at least the ones that we've had here in Atlanta, have said, and that is when you set your goals at the start of the year, it starts with win the division. What happens in the playoffs comes after the regular. Win the division is always along the way to winning the Super Bowl. And it sounds like Pete Carroll kind of coaches from that perspective and then also understands the automatic berth, the seeding, the home game, all that stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, and I get it. We've said this over the last handful of years with the Falcons. Obviously, that's been one of the goals at the beginning of the season. It's been talked about kind of like it was the only goal, and it was the, all right, let's outrun the South or got to win the division and all that kind of stuff, and they haven't even accomplished that one. My hope is that at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're setting our sights a little bit higher than that, but I get it. You got to do that first. And looked like you were going to last year, and then obviously everything fell apart. You said to me in the break that Quarterback Season 2 on Netflix is going to come out on July 8th.
Yeah.
Which is not too long from now. Obviously, there's
two and a half weeks, some
Falcon interest there in that, both installments have now involved a Falcons quarterback losing his job in the middle of the season. This one now chronicle Kirk Cousins doing that last season. So, look, I don't know.
Is there a world
I don't know
where,
if there's anything interesting in there or not, but I'll watch it.
Is there a world where this is supposed to come out, like, mid-June, and then they had to go back and re-edit at, like, either the Falcons or at Kirk Cousins' request because of the Super Bowl comments or because of him not being moved this offseason? Something? Do you think there was anything that delayed it from our because of the Falcons?
Well, I would think that at a certain point, like, the producers were together like, okay, let's have different cuts in case the Falcons do something.
Yeah.
And then the Falcons never did anything, so they could just go with the first cut.
I guess.
You know, like they had to be thinking that at some point during the lead up to this process, Kirk Cousins would be on a different football team. And yet here we are.
Because from my understanding, both the player and the organization have editorial control of what's being put out there.
Of course, the NFL and the teams aren't going to agree to any of this stuff unless they get some level of final say. So like the best version of what actually happens, you're never going to see, which is unfortunate.
Which is the whole point, by the way.
That's why all this stuff is fine, but not great.
Yeah.
You know, like all of it, pretty much. Obviously, there's still some documentaries that are really, really great and honest, but like by and large, it's all just PR for the league.
The real question is when it comes out in 2.5 weeks, is something going to happen in the series that makes Falcons fans once again turn? Because they're kind of back in for the moment on keeping Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
They're going to turn again, right? Like when the series comes out.
I don't know. Maybe.
There'll be something.
They're looking
for something.
If the question is, will there be something in the series that makes Falcons fans angry, the answer is 100% yes, without question. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football as a handful of news coming down over the weekend, talk a little playoff format and all that kind of stuff. I have a thought on like preparing for a draft as we get ready for the NBA draft on Wednesday and some of the stuff that's coming out about Ace Bailey. So we'll get into that as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Randy Mack on vacation this week. I was on vacation last week. Thanks to Abe for filling in for me last week. Thanks to Abe for filling in for Randy this week. Doing it all, as I call him, the Swiss Army knife of 92.9 The Game. I've never called him that before.
I was going to say, do you call me that?
No, you know, one time, because we were, you know, I don't know, we have fun with Abe. It's all in good fun. My mom texted me and was like, hey, you guys should ease up on Abe. And that's kind of the only thing that'll resonate with Randy as far as that goes. You know how we feel about our moms.
No, he mentioned that he was told by others to be nicer to me.
And so
he brought that up.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, the next day we had a caller on the AMA ask a question about you. And I don't know, like I think Ryan Neusel was compared to you or something. And I was like, look, if Ryan Neusel is as valuable to the Falcons as Abe is to 92.9 The Game, then the Falcons are in great shape. And Randy was like, did your mom get to you again? And I was like, no, I really do think Abe does a lot around here. In all honesty, he does.
All compliments have been spurred
by a lot of things.
Criticism from the outside.
Sure, we keep it even. You know what I mean? Kind of balance the scales a little bit. 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to that. Did I already tell you this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate? Well, if I didn't, you should go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right, we'll get to some of the college football stuff because none of it is, like, pressing. It's all just sort of off-season stuff, rumors, and where the playoff format may go and things like that. I saw, and then you and I talked a little bit about it during a break, Shedeur Sanders getting pulled over a couple of times for speeding. Now, I always feel a little bit unqualified to talk about things like this because I just don't do that. the idea of driving 100 miles an hour is outrageous to me. I understand some cars go that fast, and that's fine. I did spend a lot of this weekend defending my car against my brothers, who had to drive it on Thursday and Friday. My youngest brother accused me of cosplaying as a poor person because of how bad my car is. And I was like, what do you know about the spreadsheet? Maybe I am one. My brother's just killing me about the Element over the weekend. I think the Element's just fine, by the way. But the idea of going 100 miles an hour and that being the second offense of the week probably isn't great for Shedeur Sanders to anybody. It's not great for anybody to be doing. But, like, you get arrested or pulled over, whatever it is, for going whatever he was, 96 or something, and then a couple of days later get pulled over for going faster than that. That's just not very smart.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about it a little bit last week. I don't drive 100, but I do openly admit to speeding a little bit. As, by the way, I'm not, like, outrageous on the highway.
Right, you're not zipping through people going faster than them. Everybody,
I'm going the speed that everyone's going.
There's a speed of traffic. Exactly. There's a speed of traffic argument. Honestly, if everybody's going 85, you're going 85.
I don't even go 85. But on 85... or on 285 if it's open, I feel like most people are in the 70 to 80 miles per hour range,
right.
And that's where I'm at.
Totally.
I almost never am above 80 miles an hour, morning or afternoon. I'm almost never below 70, though. Like that's the range that traffic is at when it's open and flowing, and that's the range that I drive at. So, yes, going 90-something or 100 is not really in my territory either. I have gotten speeding tickets before. Again, not for 100. But I've gotten speeding tickets. And the thing that I don't get, especially when Shedeur comes out at David Njoku's celebrity charity softball and says, I made some bad choices, but I've learned. But you didn't learn.
Right.
Because you went faster a week later. Right. And the thing for me when I got my speeding ticket is like, oh, man. And it's rough out there. But now I'm like driving the speed limit. Like after a speeding, and I haven't had one in a number of years.
Right.
And I was younger. But when I had gotten one, I was terrified of getting another one. So now I'm out here actually driving 55.
I do think that there's got to be something about, and I'm sure there's people listening to us right now in cars that go really, really fast. Like, there's got to be something about driving one of those cars and you don't even notice.
Maybe it's
sometimes
easier to go.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You've ever driven a car like that that's built for speed. Like, you don't even notice sometimes when you're going that fast because it's supposed to.
I think I got to work to get the accent above 85.
I couldn't get the Element to 100 miles an hour if I drove it off a cliff, okay?
I've never tried 100.
It would, like, the wind resistance in a free fall wouldn't even get it going that fast. So, no, I don't think we have to worry about that. But, yeah, I don't know, slow down. Maybe that's just a general thought for everybody out there. Just slow down. You're going to get there. Everybody would probably be safer if you do as well. NBA draft coming up on Wednesday. Obviously, the Hawks have two picks in the first round of the NBA draft.
For now,
there's also an interesting local name that probably isn't going to be available at 13, but there's a lot of rumors about Ace Bailey and his draft stock sliding a little bit as he has reportedly been unwilling to work out for various different teams, telling them, he's going in the top three. I'm not working out for anybody that's not in the top three. Seems like the communication with his camp has been a little bit tough. Obviously, he went to high school in Powder Springs. He went to McEachern, so he's a local kid. Spent 1 year at Rutgers. I don't understand how he and Harper were at Rutgers and they didn't make the tournament, but that's not the first time that that's happened with really highly drafted players before. But he's a guy who's really highly thought of. I'll say this. If he starts dropping and you can pair up a couple draft picks to move up some spots and get him, I'm all for it. That's a guy who's got star talent.
Yeah, I don't know how much moving up is even possible in the NBA draft.
It's really hard to move up from 13 to where you'd need to get him, probably.
Correct.
Guys really only fall when they have injuries.
But if he's dropping, like,
yeah.
When do we get excited about him dropping? Like at 9?
Could you go from 13 to 9 with 13 and 22?
I don't think moving up is realistic.
Yeah.
I'm talking about him like
falling to 13.
Still dropping. Like, when do we get excited? Like 9?
Like, when do you start having, you start doing
maybe,
the,
you talk yourself,
you start through, doing the Micah Williams, Jalen Walker stuff. It's like, they're still both on the board.
Well,
like, who's the team?
And then you rule out team needs. You're like, well, this guy needs a point guard.
Who was the team for the Falcons? Was it the Lions when the Lions didn't take them? And then there was like all these teams that you knew what their needs
they're
were.
Taking O-line. They're taking O-line.
Like, one of the two of those guys is going to be there. One of the two of them is going to be there. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that 13 is a pretty long way to fall for a guy who's considered to be one of the top four guys in the draft.
By the way, what if he just doesn't fall at all? And that's the most likely.
That would
comment.
Surprise me much less. It would surprise me much less if a team was like, you know what? I don't care if he's been difficult to deal with. He's one of the best guys. We're taking him.
So just play GM for me for a second.
All right.
Hawks GM or whoever you want it to be. Would you draft a guy that refused to work out for you?
Yes.
Okay. I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like, I would
don't,
too.
Because I don't think he would refuse to play for me. We're paying
I
you.
Just...
you know what I mean? Maybe he would, and then I'd be in a different situation, and that wouldn't be any fun. But
I would talk to people that I need to talk to about.
Well, it's
what
just like
his,
last year with Alex Saar. Like, that was the whole thought, right? Some of the behind-the-scenes rumors were that he basically told the Hawks, don't draft me. I want to go to a place where I can be a standalone superstar, because that's some of the Ace Bailey stuff, too, is he wants to get drafted by a team with the clearest path to superstardom. I don't know what these guys think that means. Like, you can become a superstar from anywhere. Like,
well, look at Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that to me is just
look
the most recent
look at
example.
SGA. SGA got drafted by the Clippers and then got traded, and now, like, 5 years later, he's the MVP.
And Halliburton,
now,
too.
Maybe nobody wants to wait 5 years to do that, but you're also like, all right, are you pretty sure you're going to be the MVP of the NBA in 5 years? I guess they are. I guess that's the confidence level that you have in yourself. I will say this.
Can you imagine walking around, like...
Yeah,
with
dude,
that in anything.
No, I can't.
Like, me neither, man.
No, I can't imagine having that level of confidence in anything. I do think that there's a not great trend of some of this stuff of like what's wrong with just doing a couple of extra workouts to work out for some other teams? Like, maybe you're not going to fall to them, but it's the NBA in 2025. It's a transient league. There's a pretty good chance you're going to cross paths with that GM again eventually. If you're a star, it doesn't matter. But, like, to me, it doesn't ever make sense to not take it all seriously.
Right.
And try to treat it all like a job interview and try to make as good of an impression as you can on everybody. But I also understand that I don't have, like, world-class talent in anything, and I don't have the leverage to do that. I think some guys have found out over the last handful of years they don't have the leverage to do that either.
How much of this do you think is because where we're at in college with NIL? And these guys now are coming into the league, NFL or NBA, for the first time with a little bit of bread?
Maybe some, yeah. I think that could be part of it. But he's also not threatening to go back, right? It's too late to do that. He can't pull out and go back to college
no.
at this point. So, I mean... Maybe. I think more than that, it's just a lot of these guys, and like this is a completely broad stroke opinion on a guy who I don't know anything about, other than watching him play a bit, knowing he's talented, and then reading some of these reports leading up to the draft. I just think there's a lot more like going on inside of camps that are telling these, and I mean like the people that you surround yourself with, your circle,
correct,
that are gassing these guys up to convince them that, oh, you're better than that.
I don't think
to do that. You're not a guy that has to take that seriously. You're this good and all of that kind of stuff, and I think that's a shame.
I think there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, and a lot more often we're seeing people on the wrong side of that line.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sorry, Randy texted. I was like, why is Randy texting? He's on vacation. I think Randy thinks he's getting attacked by aliens. What are we doing here?
Kind of looks like he's in the middle of a black hole.
Oh, no.
There's a ring around the sun.
Are we? Oh shoot! Are we losing Randy to the Martians?
They may be coming for him.
We'll do Andy and Randy from Mars. First show to broadcast from space. We'll do it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The back page with Bo just a couple of minutes from right now. Another championship edition of the back page with Bo. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get back into the Braves weekend. Just a bummer of a way to follow up the three-game sweep of the Mets by losing the series to the Marlins. And losing Chris Sale for who knows how long. He goes on the IL with a rib injury. So we'll get to that. They got the Mets again tonight, too. So that to preview and talk about. Back into some NBA Finals conversation at 1:20. And then an AMA to wrap things up an hour from right now. Again, congratulations to my brother and his beautiful wife, Karina. They tied the knot on Saturday afternoon. Beautiful service up there at Lake Lanier. We're at the Lanier Islands Resort. And they've got like a, what do you call it? Like a altar, I guess, with like a big like half gazebo outside behind it. The lake is in the background, almost like amphitheater kind of seating. Really, really
pretty.
I just
call it a setup.
Yeah,
I call everything a setup.
It was a beautiful setup.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful setup. Now, it was real hot. It was like the hottest weekend we've had thus far, which is perfect because summer is here. But, yeah, we're in a full suit on 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon outside. Was a sweaty affair. Both my kids were in it also, which was great. Lily was one of the flower girls. She nailed it. She's been a flower girl three times now, so it's old hat for her. Jack was the ring bearer, and he did pretty good. He's not a huge fan of everybody looking at him, whereas Lily, myself, and my wife love attention. Jack seems to be a little shy when it comes to that kind of stuff. But he did good. He made his way down the aisle with his pillow with the rings. He didn't actually have the rings because that would be a bad idea to give a diamond ring to a two-year-old. But he made it down the aisle. And the only problem was we didn't have an exit strategy. So he made it up to the altar, and he ran to me. And so I pick him up, and the wedding starts. And we're up there.
You and the wife were both on the sides
of
the
altar? So my wife's not in the wedding.
Okay.
She's in like the second row.
That had to be the extra strategy.
And we didn't talk about it though.
I get that.
We didn't have a good plan.
Yeah.
And so obviously my brother and Karina are in the middle. My other brother, Ryan, is officiating the wedding. So he's up there in the middle. Taryn, my brother's buddy, his best friend, is the best man. And then I'm next to him, and then there's a couple more groomsmen behind me. So I'm like kind of in the middle of the shuffle for the groomsmen. Nobody's looking at me, which is fine. And Jack did a good job for like the first, I don't know, I would say the vows and all that kind of stuff took maybe 10 minutes, maybe less, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. But it was 93 degrees outside, so it's hot anyway. And then you're holding a 35-pound guy who doesn't want to sit still, and he did a good job for the first 5 minutes of it. But after a while, he's like, all right, this sucks. I'm bored. He doesn't know what's happening is beautiful and the most important moment of these two people's lives. He's like, I want to get out of here. Where's my mom? But I couldn't get anybody's attention, obviously, because everyone's looking over there. So I finally was able to catch my wife's eye, and we kind of like shuffled him around the back, and they got him off side stage. And I was mortified because I was like, oh my God, did I just interrupt the whole thing? No one noticed. Absolutely no one noticed. I had to think back to myself, like, what do you look at during a wedding? Obviously, you're looking at the bride and the groom. You're not paying attention to anything that's happening with the groomsmen. But yeah, didn't have a great plan for getting him off the stage, holding a 35-pound, like, dead weight in that kind of heat with a full suit on. It's not a great plan, but worked out good. Everybody did a good job.
I think the timing aspect of it, and this is just from my perspective, I think you can kind of interrupt the wedding to an extent. Hear me out, because he gave me a face. In the exact moment after. Like, as he comes to you.
Right.
If you could have, in that moment.
You have a window.
Right.
You have a window.
In that moment, yep. You could have probably walked yep. away, yep. given it to Ash, and then gotten back up. But once that moment passes, and I'm talking about, like, it has to be in the first 5 seconds.
You got 5 to 10 seconds. Exactly.
Once that
right.
moment passes, yep. and it looks like you're settled.
Yep.
With the nuclear football in the arms?
And that's exactly where I was.
There's no
I told
man,
him, I was
yeah.
like, uh-oh.
yeah.
I was like, this is fine now, but after about 3 minutes, yeah. he's going to start getting heavy.
You had a moment.
And after about 5, he's going to start wiggling around.
So
he's not going to want to be up here.
Let me follow up on this. Why didn't you step out of line with Jack and present him to the wife in the second row and then return?
We didn't talk about it.
Okay, but in the moment.
I don't know.
It just didn't come to you?
I didn't know what to do. Like, it just... It would. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
In
to that.
My head, that is going to be less of a distraction
absolutely.
Than whatever's going to come.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then at like, okay, that moment passed, and I'm like, all right, I'll just hold him. It's fine. Like, I can hold him. I've held him for 10 minutes before. What's the big deal? And then Ryan, my brother, who's officiating the wedding, is going on and on.
And you want
I'm
to
like,
speed this up,
all right,
man?
Dude, we get it. That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you. Come on, bullet points. Let's get this thing moving here. We didn't know he was the ring bearer until after the rehearsal on Friday night. They were like, where's Jack? He's the ring bearer. I was like, oh, didn't know that. So we didn't really have all of the time to properly prepare
point?
For all. Not important. Not important. It worked. Not trying to throw anybody under the bus on this
important.
One. Not important. It was fine. It worked out beautifully. They were both in the wedding, and it was great. I will say maybe that was part of it. I'm not sure. But anyway. Anyway. Congratulations to the beautiful couple. Welcome to the family, Karina. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. That is, in fact, where my brother got the wedding ring and the engagement ring for the said wedding that took place on Saturday. So thanks to Salomon Brothers for that. Bo?
This could be 2 and the game. Dickinson, Milam, and that's it! Tiger Town is Title Town again! As the boys bring the 8th World Series title back to the Bayou.
World Championship or National Championship number 8 for LSU. That is 2 within 3 years for Jay Johnson.
Wow.
Skip
Relation?
Burtman had 5. What's that?
Relation?
Oh, yeah, we're cousins. So that's how it ended. But getting there was probably the most fun part. So Operation Nashville Birthday Tattoo was a complete success. Had a ton of fun. Andy, you weren't here last week, so I don't know why I didn't let y'all know, because this was Tara gave me this as a birthday present on my birthday.
Okay.
A little
that
less
explains
than a month ago.
The text last
yes.
week.
Yes. I guess
like,
you knew nothing about that.
I didn't have any context for that. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Did Bo get a tattoo? Did he see someone with a cool tattoo that he liked?
For about a month, ever since my birthday or probably
before it. Got it.
So a good friend of hers, shout out to Amber and her husband, Tom Fury. Amber lives in Murfreesboro, which is 30 minutes outside of Nashville. Tara's known her for a long time. She knows that her husband is a tattoo artist, so she had a vision in her head. Hey, let's go up to Nashville for the weekend, and I'm going to buy Bo this tattoo that he's been wanting for a long time, which is a blue devil holding a softball in one hand and a juice box in the other, which is exactly what I told ChatGPT.
Right.
Through a few different trials and tribulations with ChatGPT, finally got one that I liked. All right, and then Tom Fury changed a bunch of it. So I start out Saturday morning.
That's his real name.
That's the name that I got.
Tom Fury is a badass
name. It is. I don't know if that's their real last name, if she is Amber Fury, but she might as well be because that's an awesome last name.
Yeah.
So we hit the tattoo shop at about 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. We're there until about 3:30, 4 o'clock getting the work done. Then we go grab a bite to eat and we head to Nashville. So it's about a 25-minute drive to Nashville. While we're in Nashville, we have, you know, one cocktail at like six different bars. We hit Tootsie's Lucky Bastard. We watched the first part of LSU's Saturday game, the complete game shutout by Cade Anderson. Watched the first part at Kid Rock's Honky Tonk on the rooftop. Started raining on us and whatnot, but we kind of hung out there on the rooftop anyway. There was a little bit of shelter. So we went from there to Still Gin, which is Dre and Snoop's bar in Nashville.
Oh, really?
The best bar that we went to the entire time, playing the best music. The picture that I sent to y'all is after every other bar in Nashville is multiple stories high. This one you actually go underground to.
Huh.
Like two stories worth of stairs underground to get to Still Gin. Right when you walk into the place, they have a big glass cabinet with a bunch of LPs, and I took a picture with Tara in front of the Chronic 12-inch and Straight Outta Compton NWA. I got them both in the picture. I was like, oh, my God, I got to send somebody this. So that's why I sent y'all that picture. No TVs in Still Gin, so we had a cocktail there. Moved on to a Barstool, which is a fantastic spot. Reminded me of Sport and Social in the Battery kind of. TVs everywhere, multiple levels everywhere, music everywhere. That's where we finished off the Cade Anderson complete game shutout on Saturday. Few LSU fans in the building, so we got to celebrate with some high fives. And then then when we finish it off at the Old Smoky Distillery, which is where they make Old Smoky moonshine and whiskey. I ended up leaving there with six bottles of freaking whiskey.
You get any Popcorn Sutton stuff?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Is he from there?
Well, no, they got a new like Popcorn Sutton line of moonshine.
So I stayed away from. So they also distill whiskey there.
Okay.
Now they do have a whiskey and a bourbon that are 80 proof. The bourbon's like 94. Then they have a bunch of flavored whiskeys that are 70 proof. Mm-hmm. You know, then they go down to the creamy ones and the moonshines, which are only like 30 or 40 proof.
Right.
So I got six bottles of whiskey because they gave you a cooler and some other fun stuff like that.
So I think the first one is in Gatlinburg, and my in-laws go there all the time. Like my father-in-law and mother-in-law love Old Smoky. And we were up, that's where we started the week last week on vacation, was in Waynesville hanging out with them. My father-in-law is retired, which we talked about a few times on the show. Every morning, coffee, little whatever it is, Irish cream, moonshine, whatever. And he was like, yeah, now that I'm retired, I do the majority of my drinking in the morning. And I was like, that's the coolest sentence I've ever heard in my entire life. Which, shout out to Jim.
So Sunday had to watch both the beginning of the LSU Coastal game and the Braves game in the car. So we were getting me situated with trying to watch two games on two different phones. And the audio trying to steal itself out of my Bluetooth inside the car and whatnot. So I completely missed the first inning since the Braves were on first. Didn't even see Coastal's head coach getting thrown out.
Yep.
So here are two clips. Kevin Schnall, first inning. And this whole instance was kind of two separate things happened. He gets thrown out first. Then he gets suspended, which I'm sure will be overturned once the video evidence is looked at. But here's Kevin Schnall on being shooed away from an umpire.
And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man, right? So when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me. So at that point, I can now hear him say, it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed three.
Yeah.
So that's what umpires do.
Do you think he actually said shoe? Or he just gave him the shoe.
No, he gave him the shoe signal. Okay. It looked like, and you can tell, you can see it on the video.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess Kevin Schnall takes offense to that, but that is what umpires do. He's telling him by shooing him, go back to the dugout or you're going to get tossed.
You know who's a big shooer these days? Lily. She loves to shoe. We taught her how to shoo bugs away, and now she shoos Jack. Jack, shoo. Get away from me, Jack. Shoo, which is very disrespectful, but very funny.
So Kevin Schnall gets technically tossed at that point, which he is out of the dugout with three fingers in the air saying he missed three pitches. You just don't do that to umpires. You got to, you know, keep a little bit of composure. So then they go face-to-face, and another umpire runs in from somewhere else, proceeds to trip over the other umpire that had booted the guy. Now, I don't know if what Kevin Schnall is saying is accurate, that the umpire was just embarrassed, or if he actually thought there was contact. There was kind of a floppy-looking moment. Maybe he was embarrassed. Here's Kevin Schnall on him getting suspended for two games right there on the fly.
If you guys watched the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes two-game suspension, and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
Fantastic line. Now, look, there is video. Like, you can tell in the video that he did trip over one of the umpire's shoes, and there was no contact. So I'm sure the two-game suspension is going to be, you know.
Called him soft, disrespectful, yeah, and unathletic. 100%. All in one fell swoop. Well done.
But to no avail, Coastal Carolina goes down to LSU. A fantastic game. LSU wins its eighth national title. And then the information that people are more concerned about, how does the Jell-O shot competition at Rocco's end up? Because, as you know, a $5 Jell-O shot, about 90% of this goes to charity. Half of it goes to the food bank in Omaha. Half of it goes to a food bank in the city of wherever the teams come from. So I'm only going to give you the top four teams, because the other four, y'all should completely be embarrassed. Murray State finishes with 8,340. Coastal finishes with 9,117. Arkansas finishes with 9,075. Y'all want to take a guess as to where LSU finishes in the 2025?
52,000.
That's
plus
a very accurate answer.
There. I saw
you must
it.
Have looked it up.
I saw it.
52,390 Jell-O shots. Don't come anywhere close to the 68,000 for 2023. But you know,
dude, that's $260,000.
Yeah. And they will write a check to LSU's food bank
on Jell-O shots
for half of whatever that number is.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal stuff.
Great job, Tigers. Way to show up.
Where's the tattoo at?
So it's right here on my rib cage.
Okay. Cool.
Can you donate said rib cage to Chris Sale while we're at it?
He can have all my ribs, yes, if that's the thing. But I'll still get to keep the tattoo.
Instead of rib transplant. Yeah, but you got to keep the tat. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day, speaking of Chris Sale's ribs. That's a part of it, and what happened in Miami between the Braves and the Marlins as well. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.